And one and two and hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
You scared me with the delay. Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Oh my god. You sound like you're dying. You sound like your voice all crackled and shit. You sound like a fucking having an orgasm in the middle of Scanners the movie. You're like All right, guys, well, drop your pants and let's get this medical exam underway. Are you ready to get down and dangerous and deep and dirty with a gloved finger and some apricot jelly for lube? This guy's not.
You might feel somewhat uncomfortable, like in the backseat of a Volkswagen. Volkswagen.
And it's like that guy, that one doctor that would say, as he's applying the lube to his finger to put it up your butthole, he was like, I'm going to apply this lubricant to my finger, and can I please stick this up your anus? Thank you.
Did I ever tell you about the one time that I had to have that happen?
I mean, was this for fun or medical reasons?
For medical reasons, dude. I didn't know it was coming, and the doctor was like, I was like, I don't know. It was that time that you guys thought I was dying because I had constipation.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was constipated and they put me in the ICU just because they were out of rooms. But like, Jay and his brother Cody came up to see me and they thought I was dying
because they were you were in the ICU.
Yeah, but I could hear you fucks outside in the hallway talking to the nurse and she's like, "Who are you looking for?" And they're like, "Is he dead?" I was like, you fucking dicks.
Well, if I had known that you had a finger in your butthole, I would have made it even more of a joke.
I was like 11. I hope this is someone's first time listening to us. Like, damn.
I was like, it'd be like, fucking, he's going to die with a finger in his butt.
But no, they thought I had appendicitis, but it just turned out I was constipated. But long story short, the doctor's like, put your hands on this table. And I'm like, I'm just thinking he's going to, like, I don't know, rub my back or some shit. And he's like, you might feel some discomfort. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I had no idea he was about to put his finger in my butt. And they then I mean, he just... Dude, he rammed it up there. I mean, it was like, whoa, silver away.
Was there a small sucking sound as the oxygen left the room?
Dude, it was straight Brokeback Mountain, just grunt. It was just rough.
He fucking Event Horizon wormed hold your butthole.
Yeah, dude, it was powerful in all the that,
dude. That shit's fucking like that makes it. You know, like, you'll never be prepared for that. Like, when we get to be 50, we got to go get our prostates exam. Like, there's just no way that you can get prepared for that when you're driving to get it done. Like, there's just no way.
No, my dad just had to have radiation for prostate cancer, and he told me all about it. I'm just like, oh, yay.
Yeah, I think I was like, yeah, I'll just die. Fuck it. I don't want to have it. I'd rather not.
And actually, once they get the shit done, it's actually not that bad if you get the right kind with the radiation knife or whatever. You know what? We're going down a place I don't want to go tonight.
Did I say one finger? I meant three.
This is a Ghostbusters movie update.
On that note.
All the buttholes.
Well, we were talking about containment units just in a different way.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so... Ghostbusters update. As you guys know, we do Halloween updates, and any movie that we're interested in that's on the horizon, if some cool stuff comes out, we'll do an update for it. And there's a little bit of Ghostbusters news, and I feel like we've just kind of ignoring it a little bit, like just all the stuff happening, because I'm like, my body's not ready for it with Halloween, with October just ending and all that shit like that. But we've been stoked as shit about this ever since they announced it.
But it's like one of those things you can't talk about, though, because it might ruin it. It's like something that's over there, and you know it's doing well, but you're like, if I talk about it, if I pay too much attention to it, they're going to bring back Leslie Jones. I fucking know it!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly my thoughts. But it's time. It's time. It's getting close. And when we go through this news, Jay, you'll realize how close we actually are to it, and it's going to scare you. Speaking of buttholes, you're going to pucker up a little bit.
I'm already doing it.
All right, so what do we know so far? We know Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman's going to direct the movie, and he's co-writing it. Yep. We know it's going to star Paul Rudd and Finn Wolfhard and McKenna Grace and most of the
Melissa
original
McCarthy, cast. Leslie Jones.
No, stop it.
Get out of here.
You put that – you don't you skin that smoke wagon.
Oh, God. I should have skinned
that gun,
it.
I'll burn you down.
That's like a sing song.
But – and most of the original cast, we'll get to some of that stuff. But and then it's going to come out July 2020. This is fucking crazy, dude. This website called filmstories.co.uk, and it's still a rumor, but they did corroborate it with another website's sources. So they think it's pretty legit. They think that the movie's
too legit to quit.
Hey, hey.
Too legit. Sweat running all over my chest. I don't quit, no. I just press harder than I ever did before.
Feel the pores coming out your dance floors. I think that's a good
song. Yeah, it's all right though. It fits in there.
I think it's something else. I said
it is. It's that one's Everybody Dance Now.
Yeah, and I got the words wrong too. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Anyways, they think two things. They think that we're gonna get a trailer for the movie on this side of Christmas, which means within the next couple months.
That's perfect, dude. Oh my god! Because if you got I don't know why. No, I know why. But in Ghostbusters 2, it's a Christmassy movie because it's like snowing and shit.
Yeah.
Was it snowing? No, I was wrong. Never mind. They were just wearing coats. I just assumed. No, I thought it was. I don't know.
It's your film of all time, Jay.
What?
Your favorite film of all time, man.
Well, that was in Ghostbusters 2, not the first one.
Okay. But I don't think it was. I don't think it was snowing, actually.
I think they were thinking of the. It was New Year. It was New Year's.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was New Year's It was New Year's. Rick Moranis' character was shooting. He goes, "I'm a Ghostbuster," and he had that little like Santa hat on or the New Year's hat on.
It's one thing that Google can't answer for me. I can't remember.
Because at the very end of Ghostbusters 2, when they're fighting Vigo, they can hear the people outside singing, and he's like, "He's wickeding!" And because they're singing like the New Year's shit, I don't know. I swear to God, it was New Year's. It was at least New Year's Eve or something, or something.
But it wasn't snow. I don't think it was snow. I think it was ash. Now you got me fucked up. I don't remember. Anyway,
it's got that old butt ash.
It doesn't fucking matter. We're probably wrong either way. But anyways, that would be dope. It would be nice though. Like it just feels like it would be cool to get that trailer right around Christmas time. The movie's not going to come out until July, but. And this, I guess that part I think is purely conjecture anyway, but it's just a reminder of how close we are to this movie actually happening. They're done fucking filming it. The movie's been made. It's in the shit can.
I cannot wait, dude. Like, I mean, ever since they announced it, especially with Ivan Reitman's son coming back and, you know, coming to do it, and then they're going to bring the original cast in. Yeah. And we actually get the original cast back, and then it's going to be like an actual Ghostbusters movie. Like, even that teaser in the barn, and you can hear the actual proton streams, and you can see the Ecto-1. I'm like, dude, fucking thank you for the Christmas present early. But yeah, dude, like, this is going to be like, it's going to be good, dude. Like, I can't wait. And then you can maybe get Slimer back. Like, there's all sorts of cool shit they can do.
Yeah, I would love to see Slimer, because you know it would be a legit fucking Slimer. It would be awesome. I still haven't seen the 2016 one, by the way. Don't plan on it.
Oh, God, it's awful. But, yeah, the other thing is like, I as much as I wish that Harold Ramis was in this, like, it sucks that Harold Ramis died and we'll never see Egon again. I did read something about that they were going to pay respects to Egon in the film, so I don't know if they're going to say Egon died trying to create a new proton pack, that he got a total protonic reversal. Or something like that. I don't know. And then, but you know what would have been more stellar though, and I wish to God they would have been able to get him out of retirement, would have been Rick Moranis to come back.
Yeah, that was the only bummer in the casting, is that I think it's pretty much official that that's not going to happen with Rick Moranis, because there's at this point, and the next piece of news gets into the casting a little bit, but he's not been mentioned at all. When Dan Aykroyd talks, you'll hear in a second, he mentions almost everybody except for Moranis. The only way Moranis is going to be in the movie is if they're purposefully keeping that as a huge surprise.
That would be awesome, though. I mean, if he just got a cameo.
Well, back with the 2016 one, he said, he's like, no, I'm still act. He's like, I'm still open to act. He's doing voice work. He's like, I'm still open to do acting. He was like, but I just being picky has worked for me, so I'm going to keep being picky. And he was like, that 2016 Ghostbusters script, just I didn't feel like it was necessary.
Yeah,
and
because he didn't want to expose himself. And you wouldn't want us exposing ourselves.
I was telling Jay just the other day when we were talking, I was like, if I could characterize one moment in any movie's history, and like in movie history that best described, we watched a movie and our plight over the past nearly 10 years, it would abso-fucking-lutely be that one scene where they're sitting on the steps at the college and they just got shit canned.
Yeah, that's exactly,
And Bill Murray's, they're talking and they're passing the bottle back and forth. And he's like, well, how are we going to do it? And Bill Murray's just the way he does it. He hands the bottle and he's shaking his hands slightly. He's like, I don't know.
It's like Einstein did his best work as a patent clerk. You know how much a patent clerk makes? No.
But anyways, Dan Aykroyd said this is the officializing of Bill Murray's going to be in it, because I don't think it was official yet, but now it's official because Dan Aykroyd was on the Greg Hill show. I don't know who the fuck Greg Hill is, but
He's a guy that loves hills.
or dude's named Greg. He says, we've shot our part, myself, Murray, Sigourney, and Annie Potts, Janine. It was really exciting working on this new idea and new take on the story, which Jason, who's a really incredible, fine filmmaker, came up with. So that was everybody saying, okay, he said Murray. Murray's in the movie. But what chaps my butt cheeks a little bit is this one little word in there, and he said, we've shot our part. As if.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. I never expected. I wanted it, but I mean, I never expected them to have a giant portion of a scene or like a huge role in the film, just because they're like, to me, what they're going to do is they're going to show up. I just want to see their old crotchety, wrinkly asses in the Ghostbusters uniform one more time, or at least just playing Dr. Venkman, Dr. Stans, and at this point, even Harold Ramis is not Harold Ramis, but Ernie Hudson, Dr. Zeddemore. He's got his doctorate now. I would like them to at least be those characters and then pass the torch along to a new group of fresh-faced Ghostbusters. But it sucks that when they say our part is filmed, but that, I mean, we don't know how big that, I mean, it could be a decent right. part. Like, I mean,
It scared me a little bit, but, and you know, you're right, man. If they announced the entire movie was going to be based around them, I would be like, okay, you got to have a really good script for that. That's going to make sense for them to be in their age and have the whole movie built around them. And while I think that's possible, I think you're right. And I think most fans like don't necessarily want a movie just about them because their age and stuff. But it's like when you quit smoking, like I don't want to start smoking again. Like I know it's bad for me. Like I know those two movies exist and they were so long ago and they are perfect. I don't want to start smoking again, but I want to taste something new for just a second. Like,
so just you just want to get become a drunk and beat your wife.
Yeah.
Because you want to smoke.
No, I just want to, like, you know, I just want to hit someone else's cigarette just once, you know, or maybe like have one cigarette with a beer, you know. I don't want the whole thing, but yeah, you do. I mean, I want one really cool dialogue scene with them. Just like a 5-minute thing would be, I mean, that was,
like, I was thinking, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was thinking maybe they get their at least get back in the uniform one more time. They put on the proton packs and they go after a ghost or something. Maybe even the beginning of the movie, and then they realize they just can't do it anymore. Like, they run out and they're like fucking out of breath or something. Like, God, this is fucking harder than I thought, or something like that. And they're like, you know what? I don't think we're gonna be able to keep doing this. I mean, because when I saw back in 2011, I don't remember. Maybe it was 2010. When Bill Murray came out on stage at one of those Scream Awards, at MTV, I think, Scream Awards. It was either 2010, 2011, I can't remember. And who's that unfunny chick that Jimmy Kimmel was dating for a while?
Sarah Silverman?
Yep, Sarah Silverman. She's
unfunny?
Fine. Yeah. but she
I never had an opinion either way.
I don't care. I'm just making a joke about it. But she was presenting an award, and Bill Murray came out dressed in the Ghostbusters outfit, and he put the proton pack on, and they start playing the Ghostbusters soundtrack. And he was like, don't think anything of this. It was laundry day. But, dude, it looked fucking – it said Venkman. I mean, it was Bill Murray back as a Ghostbuster again. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
And especially considering how much fucking flack he gave – Aykroyd's been trying to get Ghostbusters 3 made for fucking ever. There was this whole big thing for a couple of years, though. I don't know if you guys remember, where he was like, I don't know, the fucking script is sitting on Bill's desk. I'm just waiting for him to okay it.
Murray was an asshole. And, you know, it sucked that he was an asshole for so long that, you know, unfortunately Harold Ramis died. But I think Bill Murray tried to come out and say, you know, the script just wasn't good. He's like, you know, it wasn't the fact that he's like, it just wasn't good enough.
And to be fair, you know, if the script sucks shit, then maybe we should be thanking him, but I don't know.
Yeah, but then he approved it. But then what, fucking the 2016 Ghostbusters comes out and he's all good with it? Like, that's, I don't know about all that, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, but it's cool. But, you know, either way, they're fucking back and we get to see him one more time. So.
Yes. And, but I think that we're going to be unhappy. I don't know, unhappy. I think we're going to be wrong in our theories that maybe we're gonna get to see him just like you said, like run out of breath and like put on the suits one more time. Not saying they won't be in the suits, but the next piece of news is now this is sort of rumor, but I feel like I started to get into this already before. But this site and another site corroborated with several sources. They think that it's true, but they can't officially announce it. It's not been officially announced, but there's hardcore rumors going around that the title of the movie is going to be Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I mean, I'm fine. I mean, it's not like that far fetched from what Dan Aykroyd had actually planned. Like, he had said something. It was called, like, years ago, he had, I don't know if it was an interview that he did on television or if it was just a written interview, but he had said something to the effect that he had had a script before that was called Ghostbusters 3, Ghostbusters in Hell. And it was like, essentially, it was where the city of New York had been sucked into the nether realms of the spirit world, and they had to figure out how to get it out of there.
Yeah, like, it sounds fucking awesome, but that
actually became the basis for Ghostbusters the video game, which he says is pretty much a sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, that would be crazy if this movie actually took the video game story.
But I mean, I don't know. But Afterlife sounds, I mean, that sounds pretty in line with what he was talking about. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, and you know, Aykroyd didn't have anything to do with the writing of this, as far as we know. At least he didn't. Mm-hmm. But he did say again on the Greg Hill show. This kind of feeds into this rumor and feeds into a different version of the storyline we were talking about. He says, we have a beautiful setting and a wonderful story. It's going to be scary. It's going to be thought-provoking. It's going to be very heartfelt. You'll need it, or you'll feel it, if you have loved ones that you miss and that you've lost and you want to get back with. It'll be a very evocative that way.
Oh, shit, dude. That makes me fucking like, aborted Darion, cocksucker! I think they're gonna fucking give some Harold Ramis love on that one. That maybe that's what they said. They pay respects to Egon. You know, I don't know, dude. Maybe Egon comes out and I don't know how I would feel if they CG Harold Ramis's face and maybe he's in the underworld and he helps them one more time, or he helps the new batch of Ghostbusters one more time to get out of the. Yeah, I know. I don't know how they'll do it, but they'll. I mean. The thing is, I never got the impression of with any of the Ghostbusters, either like Ghostbusters 1 or 2, because the 2016 is a shit that nobody talks about and never will. But the Ghostbusters, the only true Ghostbusters movies, 1 and 2, while they were fun and awesome and comedic as always, and they had some of the best casting ever. One of the things I'll never say when I left watching those movies on like the film when it was over was that I had any kind of moving emotional movement, you know, in my soul or anything like that. Like it was, I liked it a lot and it's nostalgic and I love the film. It's my favorite film of all time, but like, I never got emotionally moved in any of those scenes.
I think so. Unless maybe you lived in New York and you're really tied into like that, how New Yorkers act. Cause like the end, but I think you're absolutely right, dude. And I think, and you got to look at who's directing it too. Like, I know his dad did the first ones, but Reitman's done. He does those little indie films, man, that are all about emotion and shit. You know, he did Juno and Up in the Air and shit like that. So,
which I'm not. Also, I'm gonna point this out, fuckfaces, because I'm not saying that I'm against it. If they have some kind of emotional, like, you know, anchor in the movie, like, I'd be fine with that. That'd be an interesting twist. I would be okay with that. But I'm just saying, like, I've never, like, watching Ghostbusters 1 and 2, been like, oh, that was a really awesome, fun movie. And by the way, emotionally draining, because I was so heartbroken over that one scene. I mean, I'm not saying that couldn't be an awesome, like, addition to it, because it could. Because, I mean, I never would have walked into Terminator 2 when it came out in the early 90s and thought I was going to be emotionally moved at the very end, but with Arnold going into the lava.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying. Like, what it says is that already you're going, okay, this is not going to have, this possibly is not going to have the tone of the first two films. So maybe I should prepare myself for that a little bit, which is super weird. But this is something kind of fun. Jay, you got the picture of this that I sent you. I posted it on our Facebook for those of you guys who haven't seen it, want to look at it. But an ecto-cooler, after the rumor came out about Afterlife, this ecto-cooler ad started making its way around the internet. But nobody can verify it or anything like that. Most people believe it's fake, is what it seems like. That's the general feel I'm getting from the internet.
I don't believe that High C is fake. I believe somebody needs to take off their aluminum hats. You fucking liars! It's a real thing. But no, I know.
I fucking wish. It could be. Man. They, if, it they, could. You know, if it is fake, they came out with that shit quick as fuck.
Dude, I hope they make a deal with Hardee's again so we can get those collectible cups when you get a large drink. You remember when Ghostbusters 2 came out, you could get those fucking cool ass cups?
Fuck yeah.
Those mugs.
The only bummer I had with the high seat, like, as you remember with the one of the few good things that came out of that 2016 movie was that they did get Ecto Cooler brought back. And you could buy it in certain theaters there for a little bit. But the can is just not the same, man. Like, I want it in the little juice packs, and I want to buy that shit at fucking Walmart.
Give me a juice box.
Yeah, go give me a juice box. Exactly, dude. But look at the flavors in this bitch, man. It's not just Ecto Cooler anymore, which, by the way, is a very awesome thing to use to make alcoholic beverages if you ever wish to do
quite
that.
Quite good. Everybody that's over the age of 15, pay attention right now.
God damn it, those midgets can't hold their alcohol.
Those circus midgets.
Gooberry, that's a fucking genius name. And then Big Apple. Fuck, I wish they would do
that.
That's
weird. That goes in combination with exactly how my wiener is named and what happens afterwards.
Oh, that's disgusting as fuck.
No, it's fucking gross.
That's fucking nasty.
I was ashamed as soon as I said it.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, this 49ers Seahawks game. Focus, Mike. Sip the Supernatural, though. Whoever did make that, man, they did a dope-ass job. That is fucking... That's some good-looking
fake. So the rumor, though, is that it's just rumored that the name of the film is Afterlife. That's a rumor.
And actually, I'm glad you said that, because I forgot to follow up my thought from earlier. The fact that the movie's called Afterlife... and the fact that they just have a part in it, I actually wonder if the Ghostbusters aren't ghosts themselves at this point.
They better fucking not be.
I mean, I don't know. And maybe they're not going to have another
goddamn Luke Skywalker Last Jedi bullshit.
Well, maybe they're in purgatory still, and Egon is the only one because he was such a different kind of person. He's the only one that's moved on, and they all miss him. And they're all trying to get to where he is. And that could end up as a touching little thing because this kid, Finn Wolfhard and Paul Rudd, them, whatever they end up doing, and they could be doing it to set them free. Now I'm really.
But I mean, okay, well, here's the thing is really that's the rumor, though, is Afterlife. But then but Paul Rudd is not going to be a Ghostbuster, which is shitty because, I mean, I think he'd be a hilarious Ghostbuster. I think he could.
Do we know he's not going to be a Ghostbuster?
I thought he said he was playing a teacher in the movie. Yeah, I thought.
Movie starts with him as a teacher.
Well, no, but I thought it was. It said that it was going to be four young teens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, unless he's going to come on as a fucking supervisor or something. But dude, like Paul Rudd would be like one of the best replacements for Bill Murray as a Ghostbuster. Like, holy shit, dude, that he would. I mean, it's like he'd be born for that role. But either way, yeah. What I was going to say though is Afterlife is the rumor title, so it's not an actual confirmed title. I was going to say though, do you like that title?
I dig the fuck out of it. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping. I think they should have gone with a little bit more pizzazz, like called it Ghostbusters 3 Still Busted. I'm kidding. But I mean, yeah, I guess. Or because I'm glad they didn't go like Ghostbusters 3 Slime Time.
Yeah. It's just, or fucking. What did they even name the last one? I don't even remember.
They didn't have a name for it. They just called Ghostbusters 2.
No, the 2016.
Oh, I think it was just called Ghostbusters, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that's been the working title for this is Ghostbusters 2020, which honestly
they should have called that bitch Ghostbusters Estrogen Levels 1, or Estrogen.
But Ghostbusters 2020 actually looks kind of cool, like the way that those numbers work out with it. I think that looks pretty cool, so I wouldn't mind that either, but, you know.
I love the fact also that Reitman is sticking to his guns on this, and he's like saying fuck anybody that's like mad at me for saying that, because I know he got attacked on social media a few months ago by a hacksaw moron that can't make a film at all except for being in Heavyweights, director of Ghostbusters 2016. What was his name? Fig Newton. That guy getting mad because he said something to the effect of what Reitman said was that I'm giving the fans what they want. And then they completely fucking, like, goddamn torpedoed him and tried to make him seem like some kind of asshole that hates women and shit. Because you're going to give a misogynist and moronic fans what they want? How fucking dare you give people what they want and their fans? How dare you do this? Are you serious?
And that actually killed. I mean, that killed the momentum for the movie. Because when it was announced, everybody's freaking the fuck out for a second. And then it kind of went dormant. I think that's why it's kind of hard getting the wheels turning again on this whole like news thing coming with it, because it just, it kind of went away because everybody who's going to get butt hurt, you know, get their fucking,
their rage out.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of, what do you call those things? I use them all the time with the kids. The wipies. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah. Well, the wipies sound good.
Yeah. The wipies. Yeah. They get their wipies out, and clean their little butts. But,
well, that's the thing. I never understood that. Like, I never understood why in the fuck would you think that was an attack on feminism or women or anything like that, when you clearly state in a obvious full frontal way, I want to give the fans what they want, and I'm happy to do that. Why wouldn't you give fans that have loved the series for so long and kept it alive in social media and in prime media for years and years, why wouldn't you give what they want? I mean, that's like fucking Coke saying, nope, we're going to start making goddamn cigarettes.
And not to mention the fact that their whole big thing was all a bunch of angry basement dwellers, which, granted, don't get me wrong, some people were racist and misogynist pieces of shit, because every crowd you're going to have some people.
Yeah, you have a few bad apples, but that doesn't mean that you get to blanket every fan like that either.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they're saying like, oh, their whole argument was, yeah, a bunch of angry dudes in their basement are pissed off because women are going to be Ghostbusters, which wasn't the case at all. But now, and then they're like, well, you could still go back and watch your movie on DVD. But now when this comes out, they all come out and they're all like, this is bullshit. They're just erasing our movie like we didn't exist in 2016. It's like, oh, don't worry. You could still go back and watch Ghostbusters 2016 on DVD. I know that you're angry in your mom's basement, but it's just like, you guys are.
And how do you even know they're angry? If I was living in my mom's basement, I'd be getting my fucking food for free. I got rent free. I get to play my video. Suck a dick, Choncho.
No fucking mortgage payments. Sounds fucking awesome. And I can eat tacos too when I want.
Anytime I want. But yeah, that was the thing. Like, I'm glad. Like, I don't think you could have got a better director, really. I mean, I just love the fact. And it's also like poetic is the fact that it's Ivan Reitman's son too. So. It's just great, man. Like, I can't wait for it. And I really hope that this is the movie that unites people back again. Like, and leave the bullshit behind and just watch a great movie.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed, goddammit. Enjoy your fucking burritos. All right, yeah. So that's the Ghostbusters news. And we'll definitely have a trailer reaction and all that shit on the main YouTube channel when that comes out. If you got guys, make sure you follow us on Facebook and all that, because we got the pictures and all the backup shit.
We should wear our Ghostbusters uniforms and proton packs when that happens. That's what we should do.
Yeah, that'll be really fucking comfortable in that fucking movie seat. That big ass thing.
Good. I'll just stand up because it owes the respect. You stand on your feet, soldier.
All right, guys, we love your fucking faces, and make sure you check back to the podcast daily for more stupid shit like this.
All right, guys, you guys be careful out there, and remember, don't cross those fucking streams, even in the bathroom. We watched a movie. Yeah, we watched a movie. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a review. We watched a movie. Uh-huh. We watched a movie.